Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, 15 March, 2026, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Verse 36 sounds like this, as it stands written, quotation from Psalm 44:22, for your sake, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being put to death all the day long. And this is a very special category of undeserved suffering for blessing for the winner believer. Martyrdom. Now, there are a lot of winner believers that will receive undeserved suffering for blessing. Not all will face martyrdom, but there will be some that do. And frankly, in this country, the liberals, the socialists, you and me, you're the enemy. They hate you. They hate Christians. They hate Christians. They hate Jesus Christ. And if they get the power, why, they will exercise it and you'll be in prison. But like I've told you in the past, if we're in prison together, just start singing and they'll let you out. But it very easily could happen. And they could come in here and grab me and haul me out. And I'm right up there, number one. Absolutely, the Word of God is absolute truth. There is right and wrong. There is sin. And I teach those things what is wrong, sin, evil, degeneracy, and our nation is full of evil and degeneracy as we speak. I cannot watch ESPN and watch the commercials. I can't. I think I'm in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's bad enough when you have lesbians and homosexuals when they're young, but when you have lesbians and homosexuals and they're old farts, that's enough to make you throw up right there. But the thing that gets me, our children watch. They watch those sports. What are we telling them? We're teaching total degeneracy, evil. It's 100% evil and wrong. Well, they might come in and grab me and haul me out. And then they'll ask you, do you believe what he teaches? Well, you get a chance to say, not me, no. Well, here we have a very special category of suffering for blessing for a very few number of winner believers. As it stands written, quotation from Psalm 44:22, for your sake, the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being put to death all the day long. Now we go on. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And this is the aorist passive indicative of the verb logizomai plus the relative adverb hos plus the accusative plural of probaton plus the genitive singular of svage. Start out with the verb logizomai. L-O-G-I-Z-O-M-A-I, logizomai. All right, let's take a look at this word, logizomai. First of all, some people translate it reckon. I reckon. To reckon, to calculate, to count, to take into account. That's literally. Literally, to reckon, to calculate, to count, to take into account. Point two, as a result of the calculation, logizomai means to evaluate, to estimate, to look upon as, to consider. And we will translate it to consider. And the aorist tense is a constative aorist viewing this consideration in its entirety. The passive voice, Paul and many believers received the action of the verb. We were considered. How you translate it? The Apostle Paul and many other winner believers, we were considered, and the indicative mood is declarative. This is reality, certainty. This is a dogmatic fact of Scripture. And then we have hos is a relative adverb. H, long O-S, hos. Relative adverb that functions as a comparative particle, indicating the manner in which something proceeds. And so it's translated as, correctly translated as. And then we have probaton svage. Probaton looks like that in the Greek. P-R-O-B-A-T-O-N. Probaton. Probaton, that's the word for sheep. And you want to be a sheep, not a goat. At least in the Scriptures, sheep are believers, goats are unbelievers. If you have a pet goat, Give him the gospel. Sheep, and then svage. S-P-H-A-G, long E, svage. And svage means slaughter. Slaughter. The genitive case is the genitive of direction or purpose. So the noun in the genitive, svage, specifies the way which the noun to which it stands related, probaton, takes, or the purpose for which it exists. And is correctly translated, we were considered as sheep for slaughter. We were considered as sheep for slaughter. So our verse now sounds like this. As it stands written, quotation from Psalm 44:22, for your sake, the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being put to death all the day long. We were considered a sheep for slaughter. All right. This is, by the way, this is teaching the doctrine of martyrdom. And again, I want you to understand, not all winner believers will receive martyrdom. There will be some that will, but not all. It's very special. But every winner believer will receive undeserved suffering for blessing. So one, the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. And here, specifically, martyrdom is the highest privilege, and the highest honor that any winner believer can ever receive. The mantle of undeserved suffering for blessings, specifically martyrdom, is the highest privilege and the highest honor that any winner believer can ever receive. Two. Now God has taken care of us, and the winner believer knows this. The winner believer knows the grace and power of God. The winner believer knows the problem-solving devices that God has given to you. You know them. You believe them. They're in your heart. So point two, God has provided the precisely correct procedure so you can clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. You're all going to get the chance to run hurdles, spiritual hurdles, when you reach spiritual maturity and are a winner believer. You get to run the spiritual hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. And God has provided the precisely correct procedure to clear these hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. And that is His problem-solving devices. The faith rest life. You walk by faith, not by sight. The faith rests life. Personal love for God the Father. The great motivational virtue. Impersonal love for all. Occupation with Jesus Christ. Plus H. The other side of the coin of occupation with Christ is self-contained happiness. That's what sustained the Lord Jesus Christ when He was on the cross. Plus H. Maximum grace orientation. Maximum doctrinal orientation. A personal sense of destiny. Three. For a very few winner believers, there is the privilege and honor of dying blessing as a part of the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. For a very few winner believers, there is the privilege and honor of martyrdom. When I'm saying dying blessing here, martyrdom as a part of the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. For this is called martyrdom, and I gave you some examples earlier. The Apostle Paul was decapitated. The Apostle Peter was crucified upside down. Isaiah was sawn in two while he was alive. All of these were martyrdom. All of them a very, very special blessing for winner believers. 5, in our verse, Romans 8:36, the Apostle Paul is prophesying his own martyrdom. In our verse, Romans 8:36, the Apostle Paul is prophesying his own martyrdom. So, verses 35 and 36 sound like this. Who shall separate us from the virtue love of Christ? 7 categories of undeserved suffering for blessing. Shall tribulation or distress, mental pressure, or religious persecution, or famine, being deprived of food, or nakedness, being deprived of clothing, or peril, dangers from tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, or sword, war, military suffering, crime, violence. Verse 36, as it stands written, quotation from Psalm 44:22, for your sake, the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being put to death all the day long. We were considered as sheep for slaughter. Now remember, in Romans 8, 31 to 39, we have 5 challenges. First challenge, opposition, verse 31. Second challenge, a fortiori blessing, verse 32. Third challenge, judging and maligning, verses 33 and 34. And we are in the fourth challenge. That's verses 35 to 37. The fourth challenge is suffering. We've studied the 7 categories of undeserved suffering in verse 35. We've studied the prophecy of undeserved suffering and martyrdom in Romans 8:36. Now that brings us to Romans 8:37. And by clearing the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing, we win the supreme victory. We're running. You're running a race. You're running hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. And when we clear these hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing, we win the supreme victory. And that's verse 37. Romans 8:37. It always starts out in the King James, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Remember now, all of this, the spotlight's on the winner believer. Those who love God. Those who love God. Romans 8:28. The ones who love God. All things work together for good for those who love God. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. This is the conjunction Allah plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative plural of the demonstrative pronoun hutas plus the dative plural of pas plus the present active indicative of hupernikao. Now, we start out with our old friend Allah. A-L-L-A, Allah. And you know it, you said it before I even said it. The strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, Allah. Now, Arndt and Gingrich, the Greek lexicon on page 38, tells us that before independent clauses, as in our verse, it indicates that the preceding verses, verses 35 and 36, are to be regarded as a settled matter, thus forming a transition to something new, and therefore it may be correctly translated but, or no, not at all, or on the contrary. And we will translate it on the contrary. And then the prepositional phrase en plus the dative plural of pas plus the dative plural of the demonstrative pronoun hutas N is in, pos is all, hutos is these things. So the corrected translated is in all these things. And in all these things refers to the sufferings of Romans 8, 35 and 36. In all these things, and then the verb huper nikao. Huper nikao. H-U-P-E-R-N-I-K-A, long O. Remember where we studied this verb? No, you don't. It's a hapaxlegomenon. We haven't studied it, but this is the only place. I like to do that once in a while, just keep you on your toes. Huper nikao is a hapaxlegomenon. This is the only time that this verb is found in the New Testament scriptures. This is typical Paul, genius Paul. It's not found in the Septuagint or other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. It's not found in Greek writers before the Christian era. Very likely the Apostle Paul coined this verb under the inspiration ministry of God the Holy Spirit to perfectly communicate the doctrine being taught here. So, one, hupernikao is a compound verb made up of the preposition huper. There you have huper right there, and this is the verb nikao. We've had both huper by itself and nikao by itself. We haven't had hupernikao. Huper means over and above, and nikao means to conquer, to be a winner, to be victorious. So, point two, huper nikao means to be abundantly victorious, to overwhelmingly conquer. Good catch. To overpower in victory. To win a supreme victory. To be abundantly victorious. To overwhelmingly conquer. To overpower in victory. To win a supreme victory. Point three. Once again, the Greek lexicon, Arndt and Gingrich, on page 849, tells us that in our verse, with the present tense, this is correctly translated, we are winning a most glorious victory. We are winning a most glorious victory. I love it. Corrected translation. On the contrary, in all these things, the sufferings of Romans 8:35 and 8:36, we are winning a most glorious victory through Him that loved us. And this is the preposition dia plus the articular participle of agapao plus the accusative plural of the personal pronoun ego. Dia. D-I-A. Dia. And the preposition dia is the preposition of means, instrument, agency. It's translated by means of, or through, or with. And then we have the verb agapao. A, G, A, P, A, long O, agapao. Agapao, one. Agapao is the verb to love with virtue love. To love with virtue love. Two, the articular participle is substantival. It functions as a noun, and it's correctly translated, the one who loved us, or him who loved us. The one who loved us, or him who loved us. Three, him who loved us is God the Father. Him who loved us is God the Father. Four, us, the accusative plural of the personal pronoun ego, is the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Five, God the Father loves the believer with infinite virtue love. And this is God the Father, this is God the Son, and this is all believers without exception. All believers without exception. God the Father loves all believers without exception with infinite virtue love. God the Son loves all believers with virtue love without exception. Six, God the Father, infinite virtue love for us, will be described in the next two verses. Verses 38 and 39. I'll give you previews of coming attraction. Corrected translation in Romans 8, 38 and 39. So certainly I, spiritually mature believers, stand convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels, demons, nor the rulers of angels, Satan and demon generals, neither present things nor future things, neither powers, neither heaven nor hell, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, virtue love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So point six, God the Father's infinite virtue love for us is described in our last two verses of chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Seven, God loves His absolute righteousness wherever it resides. God loves His absolute righteousness wherever it resides. Eight, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God the Father imputed His righteousness to us. And at the same time, at the moment of faith in Christ, God the Holy Spirit, through the baptism of the Spirit, entered us into union with Jesus Christ, and we share His righteousness. We have a double portion of God's absolute righteousness as royal family of God. So at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God the Father imputed His righteousness to us, and the baptism of the Spirit entered into union with Christ. We share His absolute righteousness. Therefore, nine, God the Father loves us with infinite virtue love, because we have, as royal family, a double portion of His absolute righteousness. Therefore, God the Father loves us, royal family of God, with infinite virtue love, because we have, in the church age, a double portion of His absolute righteousness. 10. God the Father loves all believers with infinite virtue love, without exception. Without exception. God the Father loves all believers with infinite virtue love without exception. 11, there will never be a time when God the Father does not love us with infinite virtue love. Never, ever be a time when God the Father does not love us with infinite virtue love. And when we make bad decisions to live our life by the lust patterns of the sin nature and live in Satan's cosmic system, God still loves us with infinite virtue love. Those whom the Lord loves, those whom the Lord loves with infinite virtue love, He disciplines. And that discipline is coming from His infinite virtue love for us. He disciplines us because He loves us. He doesn't want to see us crash and burn. He wants to bless us, not crash and burn. And because He loves us with infinite virtue love, He disciplines us. Hebrews 12, 5 through 11. We've seen that many times. So 11, there will never be a time when God the Father does not love us with infinite virtue love. So the corrected translation, on the contrary, in all these things, the sufferings of verses 35 and 36, we are winning a most glorious victory through Him, God the Father, who loves us with infinite virtue love, all believers without exception. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.